Welcome to the On the Road to Freedom podcast. We're so glad you joined us today. We can't wait to get into the Word with you and share some truth that's going to change your life. Make sure and hit the subscribe button and help us spread the word by rating and reviewing the show. You can also connect with us at mylan.org for more helpful resources. Now, let's get into today's show.
We're here in Golden, Colorado, and look what the Lord did. We have a snow day. This is such an answer to prayer. You know, Mylan, the instruction he gave me was that our first programs on location would be snow shows. And I was told in the month of February, they average only 3 snow days in the last 10 years. So on the first day, we're ready to film. Look what the Lord did. He gave us a snow day, honored Mylan's request. Isn't he good? God is so good. And now we've got this light snow coming down while we're filming. It's not too much. The light is perfect. God is so good. And think about it. If he cares that much about us having a beautiful snow day to film in, how much more is he caring for what we would think are the big things of life, right? How much more is he handling and overseeing every detail of your life? He loves us. He's a good God, and he is ready to prove that to you today. And you've joined us on the road to freedom in this beautiful location. This is a historic place called Cold Springs Ranch. Now, I'm going to read this to you because I think this is really cool. It says, this property was the first overnight stop on the original stagecoach route between Denver and Leadville. The barn housed horses for the team change, and there was a spring for water just east of the barn, which inspired the name Cold Springs Ranch. So I think that's really cool. We have a partner that gave us the use of this home this week for us to stay in and film. What a gift from the Lord. We're so thankful for this precious partner and her family and this beautiful location. We give God all the glory. And I'm so thankful you joined us today. Please let your friends and family know about On the Road to Freedom. I'd love the opportunity to be a blessing to them and to encourage them in the Word. And of course, you know the reason why we do this show. It hadn't changed. It's John 8:31 and 32. Jesus said, if you will continue in my word, then you truly are my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, that's the choice we've got to make right now, is will we continue in the word? Under immense pressure all around us to quit, when things may look hopeless, when we don't understand, will we continue in the Word? Freedom is the reward for continuing in the Word. So what do you need to be free of today? Is it free from fear? Is it free from discouragement? Is it free from emotional pain? Because Jesus said that freedom comes with the initial choice to continue. So praise God, you're watching today. That means you already made that choice. You're continuing in the Word with us right here in Golden, Colorado. So today, I believe you're receiving revelation of the truth, and it's going to set you free and free indeed in Jesus' name. Today, I'm so excited about this subject matter, how to receive the plan of God. You're continuing in the Word. And I honor you for that. I honor you for your commitment to continue. And you know, I had to make this same decision. When Mylan stepped into heaven, when he graduated to heaven, I had to make the choice to continue in the Word. And praise God, I've made that choice. And I know you have too. When things happen that we don't expect or we haven't believed for, Mylan would look at me and he would say, Christy, nothing has changed. God's good plan for our life, it's still the same. And here it is, Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. His plans for you today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what looks like it doesn't make sense or you don't understand, you can rest in and be confident in God's good plan for your life. It has not changed. His plan is to prosper you and give you hope and to give you a bright future. In fact, I don't know how many of you from the 80s, but our future in Christ is so bright, we got to wear shades. I don't know if you remember that song. And it reminds me, though, of this verse, that our future is always bright in Christ. And, you know, I thought my last test over the last year with Mylan, I thought that was my most difficult. But God, in His mercy, was preparing me for this one that I'm in right now. And praise God for the revelation that I received in that last year, that I was able to grow in my faith, which I believe you're growing right now. You're growing in faith, and that's enabling you and strengthening you to receive the plan of God for your life. Please be encouraged that God sees the end from the beginning. He knew what I was going to be walking through right now. He knew what you were going to be walking through right now. He knows the end from the beginning, and He has a plan of redemption. He has a plan of rescue for you, a way out that is already in place if we'll listen for His plan. It says here in Isaiah 46, 9 through 10, God says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. There is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure." Oh, I like that. I love that that's the God who we serve. He declares the end from the beginning, and His counsel, His plan will stand. And then it says in Isaiah 46, 10 in the NLT, "Only I can tell you the future before it even happens." Oh, don't you love that? You know, the Holy Spirit tells us the things which are to come. That's one of His jobs for us. That's one of His, one of the blessings we receive from the gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells within, as He tells us the things which are to come. And so God says here, "Only I can tell you the future before it even happens. Everything that I plan will come to pass." Oh, glory to God. God's good plan for your life, everything He planned by His hand, it will come to pass. For He says, "For I do whatever I wish." God has a plan, and His plan will come to pass, but we decide if we get in on it. He'll keep searching for those who will cooperate with His plan. "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to Him." Or one version says, "whose hearts are fully committed to Him," who are loyal to His plan, fully committed to His plan. This means you're not begging God to bless your plan every day. You're listening for His plan. And the good thing about that is His plan is already blessed. You don't have to beg Him to bless His plan. Praise God, His plan is already blessed. Jeremiah 29:11 lets us know He has a good plan for our lives already laid out. But the next verse gives us instruction how we are to receive that good plan. Jeremiah 29:12-13 says, "Then you will call on me and you will come and pray to me. I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." So here's our part. Here's our responsibility to call on the Lord, to seek Him, to pray, to spend and invest those times in prayer. We must seek to find. I remember one time I was getting my hair done, and this sweet girl, she was telling me about the Easter Sunday service, or what I like to say, Resurrection Sunday service. And she was telling me all about the pretty dresses, what they had for lunch, the Easter egg hunt. She was telling me all about that. And when I asked her, "Well, what did you learn at church that morning? What did you learn? What did you enjoy at church?" She got real quiet and didn't say a thing. And I remember I got home, and of course I encouraged her, and I went ahead and I let her know, you know, as Christians, Resurrection Sunday, praise God, For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. We've been set free because Jesus rose from the dead. So I was able to encourage her in that truth. But when I got home, I asked the Lord, Lord, how could she go to church and miss the whole reason for Resurrection Sunday, not hear it? And immediately the Lord prompted me and he said, you must seek to find. You know, as Brother Hagin said, that revelation or that plan of God is not just going to fall on you like ripe cherries falling from a tree. God said, you must seek me with all your heart and you will find me. It says that in Jeremiah 29, then you will seek me. You will inquire of me. We should always be inquiring of the Lord. Would you have me to do this? Would you have me to do that? And require me as a vital necessity. Now that means he's our first love. I require him for my next breath. I require him. He is the reason why I live and move and I have my being. He's the reason why I get out of bed every day. I require him as my vital necessity. He is the only one who can meet every need. Amen. And so he said, when you require me as a vital necessity, you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. This means no distractions. In our prayer times, you know what I have to do? I just have to turn my phone off. You know, I just have to turn it off. I have to ignore the clock. And I have to focus on just enjoying him and enjoying his presence. You know, it's in his presence there is fullness of joy. That means depression. You can't be depressed in the presence of God. You can't be hopeless in the presence of God because in his presence is fullness of joy. And that's what seeking him is all about. It's about spending time in his presence. And when we invest in that time with the Lord as our first love, then he reveals the plan, his plan, that good plan that's already blessed, that's full of hope and a future for us. He reveals it to us in those times of prayer. That's what this passage in Jeremiah is explaining to us. And he says, seek me. When you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. And I will be found by you, says the Lord. And I will release you from captivity. Oh my goodness. If we've been held captive by anxiety, by worry, by disappointment, if we've been held captive, it's in those times of seeking the Lord with all of our heart that we are set free and free indeed. Oh, hallelujah. The anointing destroys every yoke and removes every burden. This is important for you to understand too. God said, I will release you from captivity. So whatever you've been facing, please know that God's not the one to blame. He's the deliverer. He's not the one that steals, kills, and destroys. That's the thief. That's the enemy. We serve the deliverer. We serve the one who's ready at any moment to set us free and free indeed when we search for him, when we look to him with all of our heart. And I just want to testify to you, he has set me free. I am free. He has delivered me from grief and sorrow. With my beloved stepping into heaven, he has delivered me. He has revealed to me and proven to me that he's my husband now and that he meets every need. And my path is getting brighter and brighter every day. Only he could do that. He's the one that can turn this situation around. And praise God, he's the one that I serve. He's the only one that can turn it around. He's the only one who can heal the inside. Jesus, King Jesus, he's the healer of the brokenhearted. So I encourage you, search for him. Seek him with all your heart. He is ready to heal you. He is ready to set you free. He is ready to bless you with that good plan for your lives. He's already laid it out. Let me go to that scripture. I want you to know that in Ephesians 2:10, It says, for we are God's own handiwork. We are His workmanship. We've been recreated in Christ Jesus. Once you give your life to Jesus, we've been born anew that we may do those good works. Here's the plan of God, which God predestined and planned beforehand. Remember, He knows the end from the beginning. He's already got a plan in place for you. It's been planned beforehand for us so that we take those paths which He prepared ahead of time. Oh, I love this. He's already got a plan of redemption in place for you. He's already got a good plan in place for you. He prepared it ahead of time so that we should walk in them, that we should walk in that good plan. And here's the reward. Then we live the good life, which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Oh, glory to God. This good life is already laid out for you. If you'll just listen for the plan of God, He's ready to reveal it to you. He's ready to show that good plan to you in those times of prayer, in those times of seeking Him with all your heart. I don't want to waste any more time. You know, the one lesson I've learned in the last year with Mylan stepping into heaven is time is our most precious gift. And we need to redeem the time and use every moment we have. We need to enjoy serving God. We need to enjoy our relationships with the Lord, our relationship with the Lord, and our relationships with each other in the family of God. I turned 52 in January, and in all my years of serving the Lord, and I gave my life to Jesus when I was 5. And now going on 26 years of full-time ministry, every choice that I made that set me on the path to fulfill my destiny and enjoy the blessing, I received that life-changing direction for that choice in a time of prayer. Every single time, from the college I chose to the field I majored in, and then how God led me to my interior design position where I met Mylan, and then the decision to marry Mylan and answer the call to full-time ministry. In each of those crucial decisions that altered the course of my life could have gone to the left or the right, depending on the choice I made in that moment. And every time I received that direction from the Lord that changed my life and set my life on the good path that He had for me so that I could live the good life, I received that holy direction from the Lord in a time of prayer. It came from seeking the Lord. So that's my encouragement to you today, to take that time to invest in seeking the Lord. And know that when you invest that, especially at the first part of your day, what's wonderful is He helps you to redeem the time the whole rest of the day. All of a sudden, those phone calls you needed to go through, they go through. All of a sudden, when you're driving to work, you're hitting every green light, right? And all of a sudden, there's no traffic on that highway where there's usually traffic, right? I'm just giving you examples. God helps you to redeem the time. He makes it worth it. Now don't go anywhere, because we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I want to pray with you. Well, today we want to share with you about Team Mylan. And Ephesians 4 explains that God gave gifts to the church: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Our responsibility as teachers is to build up the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And we are, all of us together, are the body. And in Ephesians 4, it also says, as each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts to grow.
Yeah.
So that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. But as you can see, we all are called to do our part. And today we'd like to invite you to be a part of Team Mylan. Our heart is to reach the multitudes. Joel says that there are multitudes, multitudes. It says it twice. This is a great number of people who are in the valley of decision right now.
That's right.
And it says, for the day of the Lord is near.
Jesus is coming soon.
We're in the last of the last days.
Yes,
we
are.
You know. Mm-hmm. So if you want to join Team Island, if you'll do your part,
yep.
We need your help.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do this alone. Nobody can.
Yeah.
But we can tell millions of people.
Yes.
With God's help and with your help, we can tell millions of people what God has done for them.
Yeah.
I'm a teacher. In order to do what I'm called to do, I need some people who are literally kings of our God when it
yes.
comes to industry and entrepreneurial mm-hmm. champions for Jesus.
That's right.
Who can help finance the gospel going forth to the nations.
Yes.
If you're that person and you'd like to be a part, check us out at Milan.org. God bless you, man. Welcome to Team Milan.
We're talking about receiving the good plan of God for our lives. In Jeremiah 33:3, God says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." Wow, isn't that a great comfort? That blesses me. That's a prayer I pray continually. Lord, I thank you that you show me. I call to you. I don't call Sister So-and-so, right? I don't call my BFF. I call to you, Lord. And I ask you to show me the great and mighty things that I do not know. And you know, the Spirit of Truth, again, He's ready to show you the things which are to come. He never intended for you to be in the dark about what's ahead. He always wants you to be prepared. And so that leading, that guidance comes from listening to the Holy Spirit. And please be encouraged today that the Holy Spirit, His voice, His leading will always agree with His Word. The more you know God's Word, the quicker you'll be to recognize the Holy Spirit's leading. That's why it's so vital for you to continue in the Word. So I'm going to take a moment and just pray for you. Lord, I thank you that as they call to you, you will answer them and you will show them great and mighty things that they do not know. I believe right now that they have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to them in Jesus' name. Now, as a declaration of your faith, will you say this after me? I commit to seek you, Lord, with all of my heart, to inquire of you and your plan for my life. I desire to do your will and those good works that you've predestined for me, that I may live the good life you've made ready for me to live. Amen. Amen. I'm in agreement with you for that. I want to encourage you to check out the free teaching that we have at Milan.org titled On Earth as It Is in Heaven. And it's about praying those prayers that are in the perfect will of God, that it really would be accomplished at your house on earth just as it is in heaven. And don't forget about our On the Road to Freedom podcast. You can take the Word for the Week on the go and our Church on the Run daily digital devotional. Milan would not want you to stop watching those really cool devotionals on our Harley all over the country. The reason why we started On the Road to Freedom. I know that those devotionals will be a blessing to you. So all of these resources are ways for you to stay in the Word, because we know that will keep you
on the road to freedom.
You know, the Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. That one lost person. I don't know if you're that guy or that girl today, but I remember when I was.
Mm.
I remember when I was on the other side of this camera.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on that couch watching those Christians and yeah. trying to determine, is this real?
Mm.
Is there such a thing as the power of God?
Yes.
Does God really love me? Does He care about this addiction that's ruling my life and the fear and the depression and all the suicidal thoughts that I was going through at the time. Man, I remember hoping that it was real.
Yes.
And I remember praying that prayer. Mm-hmm. And I remember my whole life changing.
Yeah.
So if you're that person, I want to pray with you today. Man, if you're somebody that needs God's help and you're willing to humble yourself and admit, I need help, God.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says we can go boldly before the throne of grace. Mm-hmm. and we can find help and receive mercy in time of need.
Yes, yes.
Pray this prayer with me. Father God,
in Jesus' name,
I come to you today.
I know I've made many mistakes.
And I've sinned. And come short of your glory. So I'm asking for forgiveness. I receive Jesus. I believe that Jesus is your son.
That he died for my sins.
And I receive him as my Lord and Savior today. I proclaim you, Jesus. As my master.
And my God.
Thank you for forgiving me.
Saving me.
And cleansing me from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name. Now the Bible says, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it in your heart, you are born again. You are not the same person you were a few seconds ago.
That's right.
You are a new creature, and all the old has passed away.
That's right.
And all things have become brand new. He did it for me, and he just did it for you. Contact us at mylon.org and let us know what God did for you today. We'll be praying for you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord.